This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The embrace of abortion in Ireland's May 25th vote to reject pro-life constitutional protections is being felt around the world, but perhaps no more than in North Ireland. Though North Ireland is part of the UK, its laws have also opposed abortion. Pro-life advocates are bracing against political tactics to allow abortion there as well. Legislators in the South and the Republic soon likely will vote on bills to allow abortion. Efforts are underway to make a movie documenting the history leading up to the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion in America. As Hollywood elites don't fund pro-life movies from a politically correct pro-life perspective, producers are using crowdfunding to get their movie off the ground. Radio and church connections are becoming critically important as producers find social media outlets posing roadblocks or impediments. And the word is just beginning to spread. All the details are at roevwademovie.com. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, Planned Parenthood wants to sue President Trump for not paying them to promote or educate youth about sexuality. And the Pope's emissary to the UN is fighting World Health Organization efforts to declare internationally a need for abortion. Archbishop Ivan Yurkovic decries the myth of so-called safe abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.